All right, Dr. Brandon Bowers bringing us fantasy football injury update. Very important for the fantasy football people, right, Walker? You got fantasy football team and injuries are killing you, you said, right?
Yeah, it hasn't been, it's been a less than ideal year, but that's kind of the way it's gone, so.
Yeah, you're listening to the Sports Project Radio Show. We are in our Sarah Honda studios in beautiful Granville, Michigan, a suburb of Grand Rapids. Joining me on the Chick-fil-A South guest line is a University of Michigan fan. They're not playing Ohio State today. Dr. Shannon Lubbs, thank you for joining us again this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show with Athletico.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
What did you think about Mr. Harbaugh and Mr. Ward-Manuel calling off? I think they were afraid to play Ohio State is what I think it was. So
we have so many players out right now. It's only fair that if we're going to play Ohio State, we have the players we need. Yeah. So I think it was a necessary call on our part.
I'm just kidding. Social media was going crazy that Michigan was afraid to play them because Ryan Day said they were going to put up 100 points on Michigan and blah. It's COVID. It's serious. It's a problem. It spread through the team. They got 45 guys out, folks. Not four, not five, 45 guys are out with this crazy COVID thing. So, you know, not playing the game is... That was one of the options when they started playing again. So unfortunately, Ohio State was affected the week before. Well, that was Maryland's problem, but Ohio State had a run of players with the COVID thing too. Hey, let's switch gears a little bit, Shannon, and talk about concussions today. Probably one of the biggest problems. I've got Walker around in studio, Davenport hockey player for 5 years. Players hide concussions. Players get dinged, football players, volleyball players, soccer players heading the ball, and they don't want any part of that trainer on the sideline because you know when you're dinged because you see the stars and you're sort of out of it, but you don't want to be yanked out of the game for that moment or out of the game for that game in the next game either. So what advice do you give to parents and athletes about the concussion issue?
Yeah, and I totally get it. As a player, you know, you're taught to sacrifice the body for the team and, you know, kind of shake it off and be tough. And, you know, the game and your team is counting on you is the most important thing. But when it comes to concussions, it's different than other injuries because it's affecting your brain. It's considered a mild traumatic brain injury. And compared to other body part injuries, the brain's different because you can't get a brain replacement. You can't, you know, necessarily have surgery on the brain if you have a concussion. And so it's really, really important to take those head injuries seriously because repetitive concussions, repetitive trauma on the brain can set you up for longer symptoms down the road and potential life-threatening issues if it goes untreated or undiagnosed.
One of the things, you know, I'm an ex-football player, and I started playing right when turf was put down on the field at Western Michigan University and at Houseman Field, downtown Grand Rapids, and playing on turf was really cool. It was so fast, and we were wearing rubber cleats on the turf, and I planted and cut right, and my whole knee twisted around, and I tore the ACL. We were supposed to be wearing basketball shoes on the turf. That was an initial, so you have a swivel, so you don't plant that foot, and it plants and doesn't give. It was a basketball shoe, and we didn't do that, so that was on us. But I really think, and I want you to tell me if I'm wrong, that since we got turf, that the whiplash factor, when a player gets hit and hits that field, and if you watch slowly, the neck hits the turf, is that causing an increase in concussions?
I definitely think it can be a factor. I mean, every year, young athletes and professional athletes alike are, you know, getting stronger, getting faster. Technology is changing with regards to, you know, our shoe wear and the turf, like you said. And so the game's getting faster, collisions are getting harder, and I think the whiplash factor definitely plays a part. A lot of people think about concussions as, you know, the head hitting the ground or hitting another player. But what people don't realize is that you can get a concussion without any direct trauma to the head. So just that whiplash motion of your head where, you know, if the brain kind of sloshes around in the skull a little bit, can create enough trauma to the brain to give a patient or, you know, to give an athlete a concussion.
So building up those neck muscles really should never go away. That should, for a football player or anybody, to stabilize that neck. And then I wonder whatever happened to the neck roll that used to be worn in football to sort of minimize the whiplash factor, right? That used to be a staple in football for the linemen and the linebackers, at least. And then you don't see too many players wearing that collar around their neck.
Yeah, and I think, you know, over the years, they've played around with different types of technology with regards to the neck roll, and then also with helmets, and, you know, they're always coming out with, you know, newer technology to help prevent against concussion. But I think one of the most important things, you know, to realize, even with all of these different technology, you know, that we have, is realizing the signs and symptoms of concussion. So it's not just a headache, but we consider it a change in mental status. So if patients are feeling dizzy, or if they're noticing blurred vision, or their balance seems to be off a little bit, those are some immediate signs and symptoms that they may have sustained a concussion, and that they need to be checked out by their athletic trainer or a physician.
We're talking to Dr. Shannon Lubbs, a physical therapist at Athletico. She runs the facility out on the East Beltline in Suite 301 in Grand Rapids. Athletico has 5 major facilities in Grand Rapids. When somebody got a concussion in the past, the therapy was to rest, stay in a dark room, stay away from your computer screens or your cell phone, and avoid any activity. And that now has changed, right?
Yeah, they've done a ton of research on concussions. It's definitely a hot topic area in sports right now. And what they've found is that shortening that period of complete rest can be advantageous. So instead of completely going into that dark room for, you know, 5 days a week, shortening that to about 24 to 48 hours. We consider that cognitive and physical rest. So you're not doing physical activity. If the athlete's in school, or, you know, if they have another job, they're not doing any cognitive or, you know, mental work over that 24 to 48 hour period to see if we can get the symptoms to go all the way away. And if most concussions within a couple days to a week, symptoms are completely resolved. However, if it's been more than a week and they're not resolved, and the patient's tried to go back to light activity and the headaches are getting worse, or they're noticing vision issues or difficulty reading and concentrating, then physical therapy might be a good option for them. If they come to physical therapy, we'll take a look at a lot of different factors. We'll look at their neck. We'll look at how their eyes are tracking. We'll take a look at their sensitivity to motion, whether it be their head or with physical exertion. And we'll also look at their balance. The brain controls a lot of different things. And so with a concussion, there's multi factors that we have to look at. And then as physical therapists, we'll come up with a unique treatment program based on how that patient presents and help get them back to play as soon as possible.
So I've got one final crazy question for you. It doesn't have anything to do with University of Michigan football or Harbaugh. So I was out at Gray Line Brewery last night, outdoors, in a tent, and I was experiencing dizziness, mental fogginess, and balance difficulty. Do you think I had a concussion?
So, alcohol also affects the brain and the vestibular system, which is a part of the brain.
So, can Athletico help me with that problem?
Well, first, I would maybe consider trying to back off on the alcohol consumption. But if those symptoms do last longer than your one night out, we definitely have some therapists who specialize in vestibular treatment. So, not just concussions, but if you wake up and you have a bout of dizziness or the spins, or if you're noticing that you're off balance and you're having, you know, difficulty walking or changing positions, give us a call. We have free injury assessments, which is a wonderful way to get right in. You can meet for 30 minutes one-on-one with a therapist, and we can help tease out some of the different special tests and figure out what's causing your dizziness, or a lot of people refer to it as vertigo.
Yeah.
You'll talk to friends. Like, everyone knows of someone who had vertigo, and there's so many different kinds. And so it's really important to go to a specialist who knows how to do the proper test and who can help guide you in the right area.
In your medical circles, it's called vertigo. In MLB, in my circles, it's called a hangover. Dr. Shannon Lubbs, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up next.